Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd now like to introduce you to a man who puts into practice the teaching of the Church. His name, Dr. Chibilo Mushaya. Dr. Chibilo,
yeah.
You're from Zambia?
I'm from Zambia, yes.
And you're responsible for sponsorship of children, is that right?
Adoption by affiliation.
You're connected to an organization, I believe.
I belong to an association, Association Pope John the 23rd. It's an association which was founded in 1972 by a priest here in Italy known as Don Oreste Benzi in Rimini.
Can you tell me a little bit about the situation in Zambia? We're talking of adoption by long distance, obviously.
Yes.
Of children, what ages are we talking about?
The ages start from zero up to any age, especially the secondary school going children. The adoption by affiliation consists of identifying children who are in need. Being in need, I mean children who cannot go to school because of the situation in the family. We have the situation of deaths of parents, which has created...
So they're orphans.
They're orphans and other vulnerable children, extremely poor children. Some have parents but remain poor. Others have no parents at all, and we have to assist them so that at least they lead a normal life in future.
What numbers are we talking about in Zambia of orphans, and why are they orphans? Are they AIDS orphans, for example?
In Zambia, the figure of orphans that we, in my province, for instance, on the Copper Belt, we counted 10,000 orphans and other vulnerable children. Out of 3 million inhabitants. Then, most of the orphan children that we are talking about are those children who are left by their parents who died of AIDS and malaria. These are two main killers.
How do you get people to know about you? Do you go through the media? Do you go through internet? Is it a religious organization? Tell me a little bit about it.
A faith-based organization which operates under the Diocese of Ndola, Catholic Diocese of Ndola. It's a lay organization which has members who are married, who are consecrated in the Catholic Church. We have some priests as well, and we have single parents. We have single persons as well. It's a mixed kind of association, which was approved by the Pontifical Council in 1998.
Pontifical Council for the family?
For the laity.
For the laity.
Yes. And right now, it started in Italy in 1972. Right now, it is almost in every town in Italy and in 24 other countries in the mission. And it's present in all the five continents.
You're asking people to help orphans get an education. That's
yes.
That's what you're asking for,
yes.
No?
Actually, what we do as adoption by affiliation, those children that have been identified as needy children, they are linked with a family here in Italy, a family that wants to adopt that child in this system. It could be a family, it can be an individual, it can be maybe two friends who want to come together, or maybe a school who want to adopt a child in Zambia and continue assisting that child. And that family is expected to send to that child in Zambia 26 euro per month. 26 euro per month, of course, you may see that 26 euro is not enough, but at least it's something for somebody to go by. It can buy a bag of mini meal. It can pay school. Of course, we don't pay every month, but if that money is a bit kept, by the time it comes to paying for schools, a term, maybe 3 months or so, that money will have accumulated and it could be a bigger amount that can sustain a child at school. So every year We in the program, we send reports to the family so that the family see what progress the child has made out of their money. And sometimes when I'm in Italy, like now, I happen to meet, when I have time, to meet some of the parents of those children that we try to assist in Zambia. And we have a meeting so that at least they ask the real situation and they find out from me or from anybody else from the community in Zambia. And we clarify a bit the situation so that we are in relationship. We are in close contact all the time.
Would you like to make an appeal and give an email address where you can be contacted?
Yes. For those who want to know more and those who want to maybe come in the program, my email address is simunsha@yahoo.com.
Is there anything you want to mention in particular? I mean, in terms of the adoption, is there anything
yes.
you want to point
yeah.
out?
Yeah. What I want to point out here is that The other aim of the adoption by affiliation is to relate the families of the children in Zambia and the families that have adopted them. So we try to link up the two families so that the adopting families are able to feel and to live in a way with those people who need assistance outside by correspondence, although they are far, but at least spiritually they know they are, these children in Zambia are part of their family here in Italy. So this is very important. It's not just giving the money which we look at. We look at that relationship which we have to establish between the two families in Italy and in Zambia. It has offer. We have had children who have gone to school, and some have completed schools, some are teachers now, because this project started in 1996. That is when we started this relationship. And a lot of children have benefited so far. And in numbers, we are talking about 130 children all together that are benefiting from this program.
Not since the beginning, but now.
Now we have 130 children
yeah.
in one area, yeah. but in the other province we have 70 children. So in Zambia, the project that we are running is covering about 210 children or so. Mm-hmm. We have had a lot of projects apart from adoption by affiliation. We have the nutrition centers where children are saved. They are really saved because otherwise they are dying. But well, they are saved and we have managed a lot.
And my thanks there go to Dr. Chibilo Munshaya. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.